What's up, y'all? We're in the house.
What's up?
What's up again?
Here we go.
Preachers in disguise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, let me ask y'all something. When y'all were getting ready for this trip and you were telling people you were going to Tulsa for the weekend, you know what I mean? There's a lot of places you can go, but, you know, no one ever says, hey, yo, I'm going to Tulsa. You go, right, you're going to, you know, What you? How'd you fill in the blank? It's like, why are you going to Tulsa, man?
For me, what I would tell folks was that it's the birthplace of where Christian hip hop really like started as far as a national record label,
right,
and as far as like putting it out in the industry.
Right.
This was the birthplace. This is where it all started to get it going. And talk about Stephen Wiley, talk about all the cats that was from here, like from ETW, Stephen Wiley, all these different cats that start out in a place like Tulsa, middle America, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, when you think of bebop, when you think of, you know, somebody like Charlie Parker, Bird, Kansas, middle of America,
right,
spread out and make the difference. So that's kind of how I put it together and how I saw it.
Yeah.
I don't know, y'all.
Well, I rode off the wave of what we did in Dallas. So people were excited that there was a continuation of recognizing pioneers of hip hop, and then to tag on the fact that actually we get an opportunity to perform at the birthplace of holy hip hop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, so the aspect of the landmark Tulsa becomes like that next conversation piece because of what we're doing, you know, here today. So people were excited, like,
that's
okay,
great,
okay.
You know, I was on the phone yesterday. I had to, I think most of you guys know, I do a lot of different things. One thing I do, I serve on the board of DeVry University.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling the CEO to talk through something real quick. And I said, it's so funny how you say things to people. It's about 4 o'clock here. It's about 5 Eastern. So I said, man, sorry to bother you right before we're going to the weekend. And he said, oh, you know, we always have to work the weekend. I said, yeah, well, me too. I said, but I'm having fun. He said, where are you? I said, I'm in Tulsa. He said, why are you in Tulsa? So I said, well, hip hop. And I can hear him typing in the background. I said, I'm at this event. He goes, wow. He says, so, you know, when you think about music, you never think Tulsa. He says, you always think New York.
Right.
You think L.A.
Yep.
You maybe think for Christian stuff, Nashville.
Right.
I said, well, you know, we're in a genre or a subgenre that generationally is somewhat disconnected.
Yeah.
I said, now, Tom, you're actually making me think about it. Even most Christian hip hop heads don't understand the roots.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? So even for me last night, I'm curious how y'all felt, man. How did it feel walking into Stephen Wiley's church last night? How'd that feel for you, man?
That, you know, in Dallas was the first time I actually met Stephen.
Yeah.
You know, I knew about what he had done, so it was really just, I was shocked. I didn't know he was doing it. I didn't even know it was his church.
I didn't either until we got there.
Right. I started looking around. I'm like, hey, this is his church.
Right.
He's pastor in his church. So, you know, it was a great honor. And then, you know, just, you know, to get that wax from him, you know. And, you know, people are not going to understand that. That is going on the wall.
Say more about that, right? Yeah. The wax. Yeah. Say more about the wax we got.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he gave us a record, man, like a show enough record.
You know, right? Literal
rap on
wax.
One side.
Wax. You might have to explain what a record is for some of the youth watching this.
So,
a phonograph.
A record is a piece of wax that
has grooves in it.
Some kind of way
transmits.
It transmits music.
Right.
And it goes around at different revolutions.
It's a beautiful thing.
Some are 45s.
Yeah.
Right.
Some are, what, 33s.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But what it allows you to do is to manipulate the music. That's why the wax is so important with the DJs and the hip hop. You know, you just kind of, well, they scratch it on CDs now.
Yeah.
But back then, the techniques and all of that. So it just, man, it was
so
just
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All he needed was some little marks on it, you know.
Yeah.
For the,
yeah,
you know, and I'm not even a DJ, but
yeah,
I just know from our DJ watching all the little marks and the things he does. Man, that was
a beautiful thing.
That was awesome, man.
So how does it feel, man, to get to this point and have all the things that you've gone through, the investments you made, some of the things we talked about last night, Miss Peace and how she even talked about it. Man, she encapsulated it so well. All the burden, all the sacrifice, all these things captured in visuals on film come to this final premiere, man. What are you feeling right now?
It's homecoming is a good word for it.
Mm.
It feels like, I've never been to Stephen Wiley's church, but I feel home.
Mm.
Like walking in here, one of the things that blessed me so much walking in it, I'm thinking and hearing Stephen's story, I'm like, this guy has pastored 2 churches in this city for 17 years, and he taught at a Bible school, just hustling.
Right.
I'm at home with that hustle. I understand and resonate with that hustle.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Like, and so coming in, it's like, okay, I'm feeling the dreams that I had, like, they're being realized in a way, and then his dreams being realized. So it's just like this greater level of realization of dreams. And then to see, you know, the next generation, other cats coming in from Brinson to Adrian, all of these hip hop heads, to Chile, West Coast, man. It was a beautiful homecoming to see all of these cats come in, rock last night in rehearsal. And we was just like, once again, it was a homecoming. Like, if there's a way to say it, we've all dreamed kind of by ourselves, right? And now to come together, it's like, oh, yeah, you dreamed about that same thing, right? Yeah, you dreamed that this would happen one day, too. It's like we're all at this place of just, yeah, this is home. This is real. Yeah. This is good.
How did it feel, Rick, for you, man, ACMC, to have your sons with you, man, for this event?
It's historic in the sense of them. When I was in the game at the level we were doing it, they were kids. They were little ones. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know nothing about nothing.
Right.
And for them to be adults and being able to bear witness to not just me, but the other individuals that were involved in my process and my journey, ministry and music, they knowing my passion coming from New York, traveling to Dallas, right. You know. And so coming to Tulsa, for me, not unlike Fred, it's homecoming, but it's like that stone thrown and then the ripple effects. So we're the ripple effects, but to be able to say, this is where the stone hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then to be able to come back and be like, this is where the stone hit and we're all right here.
Yeah, man.
The different levels of who we are and how we came into God bringing us to doing gospel rap. This was the epicenter of that.
Yeah, man.
That's how. And so to have my sons come and see that, you know, even for my conversations with them, they were just geeked out because it's kind of like for them, like, we were here, you know, to have that experience. So it's dope.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
If you add on that the whole layer of we in Tulsa, you know, you think about the whole idea of Black Wall Street, of all that took place in the riots 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then so imagine all of these people that had these great dreams of just doing something great, doing something amazing. And that in a sense seems like it gets crushed. But then I'm looking at this man, Stephen Wiley. He's pastoring two churches, teaching, you know, at a fully accredited Bible school and just doing what he's doing. Like, you can't crush the dream.
Yeah.
You can't. That's why our ancestors looked to the North Star, because they knew that those that were trying to oppress us couldn't grab that star and pull it out the sky.
Amen.
So let's just keep our eyes on that North Star. And it's like, that's like, we've arrived at this place. Like you said, that's where the stone dropped. And now we're all back here. And it's like those that dreamed about great things happening, we are those ripple effects of some beautiful things happening.
Yeah. You know, major things. Yeah.
I would love to know how you guys think about what's next. And contextually, I would say this. I don't know if you guys saw this, man, but you know, Versus in the secular world has just sparked another,
you talking about that?
Like, just a resurgence of the older secular hip hop heads. Mm-hmm. Like 2 weeks ago, when I watched that Big Daddy Kane KRS-One Versus, that to me personally is the best one yet.
Yeah, the best one
because of the catalog of songs, the fierceness of the competition, but the love in the competition, love in the stories that they share with each other, and then how they talked about what they would do next together.
Right.
What are you guys thinking about in terms of what you might do next together?
You see, you touched my button, bro, because I was there with you watching that in that sense, and it was a reminder to remind that younger generation, this is what it is.
Right.
It's not all of the other stuff that maybe has been pursued or pushed by the machine.
Right.
But this is what it is.
Yeah.
Mm. And the people that support it on the strength of the culture, the strength of the identity, the strength of the variety of talent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And,
yes.
And to be able to say, who's better than who? Not because that person is, but to have a passion and a love because of maybe you like lyrics more or you like performances more. And we had that ability to do that. For us, I say, you know, as far as the genre, relaying God's message, there was a point in time, and I had a conversation with my sons about this last night, there was a point in time where there was a diversity even in so far as what we do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're kind of coming full circle. Lecrae had a video podcast here recently where he talked about is Christian hip hop day.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
You know, and it's just sparked this whole idea of okay, nah, because you got things like verses happening and something not necessarily like that, but that whole aspect of reconnecting what, to what's real mm-hmm. is back on the platform right. again. You know what I'm saying? So all of this and everything that's going on with us, it's not just like it's really not a moment. I think we talked about this last time. Mm-hmm. This is a movement that's right. beginning to happen to kind of bring us back to the diversity of our methodology, but not forgetting what our message yes. was. Yes. Because mm-hmm. I think that even yes. for a lot of the generation that's coming, and I'm generalizing the statement. That while they love the Lord and things of that nature, the aspect of the artistry and just trying to get put on becomes paramount yeah. more so than who are we going to touch in the areas where we live,
right,
that
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, there was something they did openly, man, that doesn't happen as much as I wish it would, that I think we can do more of too, mm-hmm. is just like you were talking about with you cooking and you and Chili Baby sharing that particular vocation and doing more of it, man. When Kane was talking about, look, man, I was living in my mama's basement, and Chris and Miss Melody helped me come move out.
Right. Word.
And Chris right. was like, no, but you did that. He was like, no, you had an album, bro. I still had a single. I had a raw single. I was broke. And I was finally starting to get it, and y'all came, you know, Miss Melody, you know, yep, bless her rest.
Yep.
Y'all came and helped me like that, right? That, bro, that touched me, man.
Because you never knew that they had that kind of connection.
At that time, all we knew was the Juice Crew
right.
yeah. versus EP Battle.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
back
yes,
in the day, yes, right? Yes, we didn't yes. know the intimate relationships,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes,
and
sir.
All the things they were doing, iron sharpens iron. I think we can do more of that and letting those things out more. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I love what you were talking about with Chili and whatnot. As you think about the artists you're watching now, man, if mm-hmm. you had to pick one artist you would spend time grooming,
oh my gosh.
Who would you I want to hear from each one of you. If you can, I know I'm putting you on the spot. Who would you invest in? Who would you invest your gifts, your talents, and even if you could, financially, man, who would you pour into?
Wow.
I might be pronouncing his name wrong, but Kieron. I seen him on TikTok, man.
Okay.
And I just started following him.
Okay.
And I really liked his message.
Kieron, okay.
Yeah, I really liked his message. And I haven't seen him anywhere else, but you know, I went on YouTube and checked him out. But I like okay. his mm-hmm. I like the way he looks, you mm-hmm. know, I like what Word. He says, you know, and it's you know, he's a block builder. He's mm. you know, from the time I've you know, his lyrics is just it's built.
Yes.
It's coming. It has a crescendo. It's coming somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's not just, right. you know.
Yes.
God saved me. I used to do this. Now I do that.
Yes.
It's way different. And I really like that young dude.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. How about you, Fred?
Man, when you say that, I'm like, all of these babies are my grandbabies. I love every one of them.
I remember
my niece once asked me, was like, okay, Unc, who was your favorite? Let us know.
Yep.
And I told her, I said, well, you are my favorite Nancy. Her name was Nancy, or is Nancy. Yeah. And then we have a Nikki, and then I have a Kevin, and I have a, and I said, and Kevin is, little Kevin is my favorite little Kevin.
Right.
You know, and Powerful is my favorite Powerful, and Daryl is my favorite Daryl. So I really do love all of yeah. what I see.
Yeah.
Those even that are just like trying to find their way and just, you know, falling off and
Absolutely.
Being exposed and all that. It's like, that's a part of the journey.
Absolutely.
If I could focus on maybe two people or one person, I really like what I see happening with Bree Smiles. I'm like mm-hmm. that kid is like, I'm really rooting for her
yeah.
because I see like some cool roots that she respects.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we did Mic Drop in Dallas and she came through and like we build and we kicked it and she kicked some rhymes and all that. And it's like, she has a respect for the roots. So lyricism mm-hmm. is like important to her.
Mm-hmm.
But then like, when it was all over, like it was all over and people walking away,
yep.
she's over in the corner with somebody praying over some little girls
yeah.
and like praying, going in, tears,
yeah.
ugly. I like to call that ugly church. Yeah. She have an ugly church
yes.
in the
yes.
corner.
Yes.
And I just saw, I was like, I bet your grandmama used to do that same thing over there. That gave me that opened my heart to her. Cause I was like, okay, kid, you wouldn't know no matter how big you are out here in the stage and in the world, as long as you're doing that in the corner where you're really loving the next generation and pouring into them, I can co-sign you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's good.
So that's one person that I see.
I saw that same thing, man.
And that just touched my heart. I believe she's sitting there, ooh, I'm like, there you go. Because that's praise what we God. Started out. Absolutely. We didn't start out just getting up on stage and wearing some shiny suit and rocking a rhyme. Absolutely. You could do that in your head.
Absolutely.
But to actually pour your life into somebody, sacrifice, give your soul,
yes, sir.
That's what it's about.
Absolutely. Yeah. How about you, Asa?
That's a hard question, man, because I've had a number of individuals that I had an opportunity to do that with. Presently, I would say be shy. You know,
yes,
she and I have connected in different ways.
Yes.
Insofar as somebody that has a platform already, and I'm just seeing from the aspect of the female MC, especially within the gospel context, there's not a lot of support. And
true.
To be able to get behind, you know, quote unquote, as a veteran pioneer to say, not only do we need to highlight that more, but as you were saying, God has placed in our women the area of compassion and empathy many times that sometimes we don't necessarily express.
Right.
And I think that that's a missing component in just to be able to see how they inspire not just young ladies, but that's a key thing, because I think sometimes we forget young ladies listen to hip hop too.
Absolutely.
And they don't have a lot of individuals out there that are being supported in a way to where it's not on a competitive level, but it's to say countering some of the things that are in the secular. Here is this individual that has all of those elements, and that's a woman of God. You know what I'm saying? So outside the realm of my son, who's doing his thing in unknown in terms of support.
Gosh, yes.
That would be one of the people that I would just, you know, if the resources were there and different things that I already have kind of, you know, that we would continue to build, because there's a bigger platform of ministry to both males and females when we look at things the way God sees things. You know what I'm saying? So
well said.
So good to see y'all. I'm looking forward to the night.
Yeah, man.
Y'all get
we're
to
gonna
this
have
rehearsal.
Fun.
Ooh. It's gonna be on.
Yeah.
It's in disguise, y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.